In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cutting Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They've really been suffering going all the way back to the beginning of 2007. And if you look at the cotton-producing states that covers, that's primarily Alabama, Georgia, Florida, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Now, within the last month or so, we've started to see those drought conditions expand, and now we're starting to come over and affect Tennessee in particular, Mississippi as well, and also parts of Arkansas.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If you look at the two regions where we're focusing on in terms of drought impacts, the Southeast and what we refer to as the Mid-South, their combined production estimate was approximately 9 million bales. Now, my guess is that based on what we've seen in terms of crop conditions and the fact that they've continued to decline since August 1, we're probably now taking another 500,000 to 1 million bales off of that earlier USDA estimate.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One thing to keep in mind is that if you look at 100,000 bales of lost production due to drought, that translates into a lost business revenue of about $25 million. And by the time you figure the ripple effects through the economy, that translates into lost economic activity of around $120 million. So 100,000 bales, that's the kind of dollars we're talking about. So it's pretty easy to see that we can talk about numbers and impacts that are going to come up into the hundreds of millions of dollars.